This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, February 15th. While overbought conditions and seasonally weak demand hit Thursday cattle trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Seems like we're in a position for some back and fill type action over the near term. First factor is the premium structure of the market. We're overbought as well, and we're seasonally weak time period ahead are bearish short-term factors for the market. Second factor, beef prices tend to drift lower at this time of the year as restaurant demand in doldrums. This is the time of the year when really these restaurants do see a lot of empty tables as the consumer in general kind of worn out from the season. And as we get our way in through mid-February, kind of quiets down.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 15 and a quarter at 507 and a quarter. March corn was down 4 at 374 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 650. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were down 12.5, ranging from 636.5 to 651.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were down 5, ranging from 669 and 3 quarters to 679 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for February were up 17.5 cents at 126.22.5. March feeder cattle were up 55 cents at 144.12.5. And February Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1398. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.